This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Worldwide Wrap, LGBT news from around the world. Scanning the globe for stories for the diverse gay and lesbian communities. From Australia's Joy 94.9. This is the Worldwide Wrap.
Tonight, we start in the USA. Now, Love Island, which is a program, I must admit, you have never watched it, but it's been accused...
Sorry, I just dozed off then, sorry.
Really? So you haven't watched the UK version, you haven't watched the Australian version, you haven't watched the US version?
Well, none of these versions I've watched. Apparently it's full of pretty people, so I guess it's something that should be attractive to a lot of people. anyway, it's outrage in the US because Love Island pulled a star from the show after claims of gay porn. So Noah Purvis is apparently has been accused of providing false information to get onto the show, and he is known as Ethan to a quite famous porn studio. So that happened. The statement from CBS America said cast member Noah Purvis provided false information on his application to Love Island, which violates his contestant agreement. End of story. On Twitter, however, it's not quite the end of story because one tweet said, at CBS, you're such a hypocrite. You fired him for his gay porn past, but allow people on Ireland to have sex? Homophobia at its finest. Another one said, why can't he be a porn actor and be on Love Island? I do not see a problem, another person added.
These studios, they don't just take what's on the application. They do their investigations. I smell a rat here. I reckon this is a publicity thing. They hang off this stuff so they can generate free media, I think.
Possibly, which they got from us.
Paul, you've been keeping a very close eye on the UK for us.
Yes, as would be expected. I found a story on the BBC about a Christian school assistant who was sacked or dismissed because she posted on Facebook some not even necessarily anti-LGBTI, but against yes, by the way, anti-LGBTI. She was posting issues because her school was going to start teaching the Noah Outsider in our school program, which is actually how they teach the Equality Act in schools in the UK. So she posted a couple of things. One was a petition to actually stop relationship education being mandatory in schools. And she says she's come out and said that she believed she was morally necessary to speak out in defense of the Bible truth when false and harmful doctrines are being promoted.
When you first brought this story up, I thought this was odd because it's a Christian school. You would almost think the Christian school would at the very least be quiet, if not supportive of these sorts of things. But now that you've explained that this is a nationally mandated course that is taught, that I think that changes things a bit here.
Yeah, so she was actually working at a secondary school and they received an anonymous complaint from her posts. And when it was investigated, she was dismissed and she's actually taken the school to the court to try and get her dismissal. Not necessarily overturned, but at least make it an unlawful dismissal.
This is, again, a reminder of the power of Facebook, though, because that was a private Facebook site and she was dismissed over that. So it would be a reminder that really anything posted can be used against you.
And I've got some exciting news out of Japan. Now, we all know the Tokyo Olympic Games have sadly been postponed, but next month, to coincide with International Coming Out Day, Japan's first permanent LGBTIQ centre will open its doors in Shinjuku. And it's come about as a bit of a partnership that was started for the Olympics. So we've spoken with the Pride House Group before, who set up safe spaces for LGBTIQ athletes to come when they come to a Olympic city. Well, Tokyo took that one step further. They ran some fundraisers. They got a whole lot of companies and embassies and not-for-profits behind it. And they have built a lasting legacy, being Pride Tokyo House, which will be their Pride Centre forevermore.
That's very good. I wonder if would it be on a par with the Victorian Pride Centre?
Nothing will be on a par with the Victorian Pride Centre.
Of course not.
I didn't see any mention at all of them having a LGBT radio station.
So it must be because there's only three full-time in the world.
That's true. Look, it does look like it's going to be very impressive, though. They'll be hosting online and offline events. They'll be able to have support services, and they're also going to have some archives and some, you know, historical presentations throughout the building. So very, very exciting for our Japanese LGBTIQ friends. And that's a wrap.
That's your Worldwide Wrap. Keep up with LGBT news from around the world throughout the week. Like us on Facebook, World Wide Wave, or visit joy.org.au/worldwidewave.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.